I want to take just a few minutes to invite our special guest tonight. This guy is a community activist and a businessman and a really cool guy. He's done a tremendous thing to educate people about the devastation of offshore oil drilling. And there's, he had the vision of what was going to happen long before it did. So he's your local guy, your homeboy. He's an awesome guy. Please welcome for a few words, Dave Rushkull.
Thank you, Amy and Evelyn. It's a real honor to have a voice on the same stage as you all. And although I promise you I'm not going to sing. How many of you like to join hands with people you love and friends of yourself? Friends of yours? Right. Well, I'm going to tell you a little story about a whole lot of people who joined hands all across the world on June 26th. And even before that, on February 13th, how many of you don't know about Hands Across the Sand? Oh, wow, this is going to be easy. Well, I'll give you the nutshell. On October 1st, I was moved by the Florida House of Representatives wanting to lift the ban on nearshore oil drilling. That's 3 miles off our coast, and 3 to 10 miles off our coastline here in Florida. And in 3 short months, I was able to create a little website, and I was able to bring most of Florida together on February 13th. This is right before the special session, right before the legislative session that occurred in March. And we organized 80 beaches across Florida, from Jacksonville to Miami, and from Key West up to Pensacola. We had over 10,000 people join hands. And you know, the metaphor of joining hands goes far beyond those people who joined hands on the beaches on that day and in February 26th, or June. The interesting thing about this is that there aren't very many issues in America that bring people together. There aren't many issues that are non-political, that aren't divisive, aren't hateful. There are so many things that divide us in this country right now. And that was one of the things that was most exciting about Hands Across the Sand. People were joining hands regardless of whether they were liberals or conservatives. They stood together as Americans, and a lot of people in the world stood together as well in solidarity with us. And I think that's a very powerful thing, and something we need more of in America. We need to find the things that bring us together, that we can stand together and join hands about. And certainly, oil is a part of our lives, and it's been a part of our lives for a very long time. And we're not going to change that overnight. But the most important thing that we all need to think about is coming together and convincing our elected officials in Washington and locally to begin to steer away from that powerful oil and gas and coal influence that they have. They do have a strong, powerful influence on our energy policy. And we need to convince them that now is the time to begin to steer away towards cleaner energy options. You know, there's nothing more important. You know, I've got an 8-month-old daughter, and I finally get the joy of knowing what it's like to bring life into the world. And there's no better gift that we can give our children than life, other than giving them a clean, healthy, beautiful world to live in. You know, and that's what we've had all these years, and it's the best thing that we can do for them. And those technologies are there, you know, and that's what made America. If the natural process of innovation and technology that made America what it is allowed to happen, that must happen. If it's allowed to happen now. So that these wonderful technologies, that they're getting cheaper, they're going to bring jobs to America, they're going to jumpstart our economy, These are technologies that won't poison our earth. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but this is something that everybody that I talk to agrees on. And if we can turn off the nightly news and stop looking at all the things that divide us and forget about all that, we need to join hands and create a United States of clean energy. This is something that we've got to do, not only for ourselves, but for our children. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thanks for
Thanks, David.
Awesome.